You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And now we turn back to possible chemical contamination in the Flint River. Yesterday, MLive had a story entitled, State Knew of PFAS in Flint River Before Switch, but City May Not Have Been Told. PFAS, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are a family of chemicals used in a wide array of products ever since the 1940s. Exposure to PFAS has been tied to health problems, including some cancers and damage to the thyroid and liver. The story pointed to a 2015 report authored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. It showed samples taken from the Flint River in 2011 and 2013 had high levels of PFAS contamination. This revelation caused a lot of outrage because it means that state officials had knowledge of this chemical contamination at least a year before the decision to switch Flint's drinking water to the Flint River. Here's Jim Ananick, state senator from Flint, speaking yesterday on Stateside.
The concern for the citizens of Flint just seemed to at no point ever cross anyone's mind. It's really it's hard for me to understand how people could be that callous and unconcerned about, 100,000 people.
But the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality says some crucial details have been overlooked. One is that the samples from the Flint River, which showed the high levels of chemical contamination, were taken downriver from the intakes in Flint's drinking water system. A distinction it's worth noting that we made a point to emphasize in our interview with Senator Ananick. With us now is Scott Dean, Communications Director for the MDEQ. Scott, why didn't any state officials from MDEQ or DHHS make public these high levels of contamination found in the Flint River before 2014 when the switchover occurred?
Well, simply put, the 2013 surface water tests for PFAS in the Flint River simply did not translate into any evidence of a PFAS exceedance in Flint's drinking water during that period of concern. And I'll tell you why. As you noted, these surface water samples were taken 26 miles downstream from the city's intakes. Thus, they would have been absolutely irrelevant to the response. And when you add to that the fact that EPA has testing data for finished drinking water in Flint throughout 2014 that shows non-detections for PFAS, makes it very clear that that PFAS simply wasn't an issue, and to bring it up during the Flint response of 2014 and 15 would have been absolutely irrelevant and frankly irresponsible, because it would have diverted attention away from the real issue, because PFAS certainly was not an issue at that point.
So as you say, these 26 miles downstream, that would not have gotten into the intake for the drinking water. And the DEQ says that the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, did take measurements upstream. When did they take those, Scott, and what did they find?
We have more recent surface water sample results upstream of Flint's drinking water uptakes. We took those in 2016, and they were much lower. They were at 14 parts per trillion and 16 parts per trillion for PFAS and P4, respectively, so very low levels. And once again, if you go back to 2013 and the surface water sampling, which was part of a statewide reconnaissance program looking at PFAS levels in non-drinking surface waters, i.e. rivers and lakes and the like, we were doing that reconnaissance work while EPA had a drinking water provisional health advisory, a provisional advisory for PFOA and PFAS that was actually at 400 parts per trillion. The EPA did not even reduce the level of PFAS that was a source of concern until 2016, when they increased that level to 70 parts per trillion, which is the new level that the state is working on in its statewide survey of drinking water systems throughout the state.
So, Scott, just to be very clear for everyone, was there ever a discussion at the MDEQ about concerns over PFAS levels in the Flint River in relation to the drinking water in Flint?
I'm not aware of one, and it's hard to imagine that it would have ever been relevant to the conversation, given that January, April 2014, October 2014, all finished drinking water samples from the Flint water treatment plant going to the public were non-detect for PFAS and PFOA. So it simply would not have been relevant, because once again, surface water samples taken 26 miles downstream of the city's intake, and no EPA tested data for finished drinking water showing any signs of contamination for PFAS and PFOA, simply wouldn't have been part of the response.
Senator Ananick of Flint basically said on this program yesterday that upstream or downstream, it is just hard to trust the MDEQ. Scott, how would you characterize the public's trust in the MDEQ right now?
Well, I think I think actions speak louder than words. Because of MDEQ and MPART's work, we're testing 1,800 public and school water systems across the state. No state in the union has done this. Due to DEQ and MPART's work, we've seen that 3,000 people in the Parchment area near Kalamazoo are now being protected from high levels of PFAS contamination. So I think actions speak louder than words in this case, and the state is doing something that no other state in the union has done, and is probably more proactive and more active and more aggressive in chasing down this emerging contaminant than literally any other state in the union.
And we should remind everyone, MPART is Michigan's action response team for PFAS.
Yes. We would urge people to visit the MPART website. We are posting public water system test results on a frequent basis. We have over 500 results posted now, and we continue to get data in, and we hope to have that effort done, which will cover 75% of the state's population by year end.
Scott Dean, Communications Director for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Scott, thank you so much.
You're welcome.